The park's Silly Market runs every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. now through September 22nd, excluding the first three Sundays in August. The market is in the beginning of its 13th year. Park Silly Sunday Executive Director Kate McChesney says the open-air market and streets festival includes arts and crafts booths, live music, imports, and of course, the farmers market.
We've got 22 great farmers and gourmet foods coming. There's also live music happening there. And that's really convenient because there is some parking up here where if you're really only interested in getting your breads and gourmet foods and vegetables and fruits, you can park in the 15 to 30 minute parking right here. Walk in, walk out, be on your way.
The kids' garden is also making a return.
We have bounce houses, face painting, we have balloon tying coming this weekend, as well as a mechanical bull, the rock climbing wall, which is all conveniently located right next to the bar.
McChesney said they're always looking for more volunteers.
Our volunteers are seated, they're in the shade, there's no laborious lifting. If they have their tip certification, they can hang out by the bar and check everybody's IDs while they listen to music. Otherwise, they're just clicking everybody walking in the door and saying hello and answering questions. Where do I go get breakfast? Where can I go get lunch? How do I get out of here? Where's the farmer's market?
McChesney says that although they are unable to file a full economic impact report every year, she does have a good guess of how the market impacts Park City.
In 2017, we did over $165,000 in sales tax. So if you kind of incorporate that, our vendors over the course of 14 Sundays do well over $1 million. So we're doing something for the community. And 15,000 people showing up on a Sunday, I would hope to think that there's a really good economic impact.
You can find out more information about the market, including schedules, activities, and volunteer opportunities on their website, ParkSillySundayMarket.com. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.